God bless you. God bless you, all our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard this afternoon, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number. I'll be here at the prayer line throughout the day. 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Yes, friends, you that have trouble in that home, you that have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that problem with your nature being on vacation, you that have a situation with growing hair on your head. Good God. Yes, friends, some right now are troubled about what's going on in their world, and they're asking God, please, let's turn this around. For thy will be done, my friends, if you have just that faith. Again, friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's Gregory. Again, Post Office Box, friends, 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. You know, back in the days, as I've told many before, this might be your first time listening in, there used to be someone on the farms back in the day that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, wash it off, boil it, steep it, and strain it into the jug so they can drink it throughout the evening so they can get back into those fields the next day without that pain and swelling in their body. Oh, yes, friends. Some right now have court cases that are pending. Some right now have those that are putting witchcraft and voodoo and all types of evil around them. Some right now, at the sound of my voice, have no peace in that home or no success on that job. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, if I cannot help you through the power of God, I should not harm you. Again, friends, phone number, write it down, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages.
Now, what's going on over there? How are you feeling nowadays?
I feel better.
Oh, when you say better, how do you mean? Because I know one time you told me that your hands felt like they were warm and you feel warm all over. And
my hands swell.
Huh?
My hand and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Oh, you start swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have any more swelling either, huh?
Uh-huh. And the body aches, my head is gone.
The body aches?
The body aches.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
They're gone.
Okay.
All right. You told me that now you have a little warm feeling all through your body, and you feel like...
I don't feel it through my body. I was touched by more. And my blood is up. Higher than it was because I had my blood pressure taken.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said that it's better than it's been.
She said what now?
She said it's okay.
It's okay now.
Uh-huh.
But before you had low blood pressure. Beg your pardon?
My blood pressure is low.
Uh-huh, all the time.
Nobody's gonna know, is that right?
That's right.
You don't want nobody to know.
Nobody.
But then you would tell everyone that I'm talking to right now that you were successful. Tell me what happened.
Well, when I came, I was having a nasal problem and a colon problem. I had trouble with my bowels moving and all. And you told me what to do, and I went to the store and got the stuff that you told me to get. And before I got home, the bowels was working right.
Before you got home?
Before I got home.
Now, that's beautiful. Now, on that nature problem, how's that come along?
Well, that's come along fine. Wife has been talking about running away from me and leaving me.
Uh-huh.
And I waited a couple of days after I used that you told me to use.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back, and everything is working fine. Everything is just working fine. Beautiful.
Are you telling me the truth?
That's right.
All right. Now, I don't want no false testimonies out there. Right.
This ain't no false.
Oh, my God. Yes, friends. Write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll see Reverend Gregory. In the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. You might want to dress around your home. You might want to dress around that business that you own. You might have situations with witchcraft, voodoo, and hoodoo that they do for all kind of jealous reasons. You know, those that don't have much will do something jealous or can't stand for you to have it and try all types of things. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. Write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. But right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving on that job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Join us, my friends. Again, friends, that telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back, and I'll be here at the prayer line throughout the entire day, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. My friends, our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask that you pray over everything, my friends, that you do. No matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Oh, my God. Again, friends, write that telephone number down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now, call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by a gentleman, young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Yes, my friends, before we leave again, once again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444, and I'll be here with you, and especially you. Don't put off for tomorrow, my friends, for what you can do today. May God bless your friends. May God keep you until we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Again, that's 404-212-2444. That's 404-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Remember, my friends, we ask you to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it.
And thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. For truly God is great and he's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we praise you, we thank you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. Father God, we recognize you as a father for the fatherless and a mother for the motherless. Father God, we recognize you as our shelter, as our comforter, as our healer, as our burden bearer, and so much more. Now, God, we ask that you would just have thine own way, even as we continue to decrease. Father God, please increase within us, O God. Lord, we are yearning for more of you and less of us. Father God, have thine own way. Father God, we thank you for what you are doing in the lives of your people and what you are about to do, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, can you turn it to John, the 4th chapter and the 35th verse? That's John, the 4th chapter and the 35th verse. And it reads as follows. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is, it's harvest time. It is harvest time. John 4 and 35 explains that the fields are white for harvest. And that simply means that people are spiritually ready to receive the gospel, and that the time for evangelism is now, not in the near future. It is happening right now. Jesus uses the agriculture proverb, 4 months until harvest, to contrast the usual long wait with the immediate spiritual harvest he is seeing in the sychar. And sychar, which is spelled S-Y-C-H-A-R, where many Samaritans are coming, and they are believing after the single conversation which was taking place there. You see, this verse urges the believers to lift up their eyes and see the ripeness of the people around them for spiritual work, emphasizing the urgency and opportunity to evangelism. If there's ever been a time to go to the highways and byways and compel people to come to God, now is the time. We can't wait. We got to adhere to the voice of God and do what he has called us to do. So as we look at this verse much deeper, Jesus is saying, he is referencing by saying, there is a time between sowing grain and the harvest, which was approximately 4 months, okay? So the point is that in farming, there's a waiting period. But in the spiritual realm, the harvest is ready immediately. Oh, somebody better catch this. In the spiritual realm, the harvest is ready immediately. You have waited. You have asked God to do a specific thing. You have sown your seeds. See, it's a different from the natural realm of farming and the spiritual realm, because you sat there and you had adhered to the words of God. You had listened to his voice. You have sown seeds. So now, the harvest is ready. You are ready. This is harvest time. This is your season. So the spiritual harvest represents people. The fields, represent the people. We are the people. And the white, ripe fields, that symbolizes the readiness and the receptiveness to the message of Christ. You see, the urgency is highlighted here because this spiritual opportunity is now. You can't wait. It is now, and it is ready to go forth. So the context of the Sychar, which is spelled S-Y-C-H-A-R, let's look at the woman at the well. Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman led her to believe, and she immediately went back to her town, and she told others. So we're going to look at the disciples' vision, because they had a vision as well. So when the disciples returned, they see many Samaritans coming out to meet Jesus. A harvest of people responding to the woman's testimony. You see, Jesus uses this visible harvest to teach his disciples that they must look beyond their physical needs. Come on here, somebody, and see the spiritual opportunity that is right there in front of them. Oh, my God, today. So we're in the call to action now. There is an urgency. There is an opportunity. This verse is also telling us there is a very heavy call to action for the believers to be aware of the spiritual state of the people that are around them and to act on the immediate opportunity to share the gospel. You should always be ready to give a word to somebody, to give an encouraging word. Even it just may be Jesus loves you. Everything is going to be okay. My God to thee. You don't know how much that can change a person's situation around or make their day. So we're going to look at sowers and reapers. And also this passage also discusses the relationship between those who sow the seed, like the woman, and those who reap the harvest, like the disciples. Encouraging a unified effort with shared joy. Oh my God. People of God, there are seasons of waiting. There are seasons of being faithful. You obeyed God. You did everything he told you to do. You went out your way. You was doing the right thing when it was hard. So what you're believing for may not have happened for a long time, but you still believe God, because we know that God's promises is yea and amen. And his word is true. And it cannot return unto him void. So, at this state, you are tempting to just settle where you are. And you think it wasn't meant to be. How the enemy is saying that you shouldn't have never did this, you shouldn't have never spoke the word, you shouldn't have never gave this or gave that seed because the harvest wasn't right. But at some point, that season of testing will come to an end. And the harvest is ready. But you see, you notice the principle in today's scripture. Say not it's 4 months away. Say not it's never going to happen. Say not that one day you'll get the breaks you need. Say not that my healing will never come. Say not that my deliverance will never come. Say not that my children won't be saved. Say not. People of God, I want you to realize your words have power. Speak your blessing into reality. Speak it. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. Whatever you say is going to manifest. If you're always in the future, the say nots will keep you from God's best. Oh, my God. If you have to get rid of the say nots, now is the time to believe. Now is the time to stretch your faith. You have to keep a spirit of expectation. What you're hoping for is not way off in the distance. It's closer than you think. You sowed the seed in the right fertile ground. Now is your harvest time. Just because you don't see it yet, do not mean it's not going to happen. You have to keep a spirit of expectation. You have to stretch your faith. You're close to the victory. You're so close to the breakthrough. I want you to know this is not the time to be discouraged. This is not the time to give up on God, because rest assured, God will never give up on you. This is not the time to hold your head down. This is not the time to stop praying and fasting. This is not the time to be discouraged. This is the time to stir up your faith. This is the time to kick your praise into another level. Tune it up some. This is your harvest time. Let me say that so they can get in your spirit. This is your harvest time. You have to get ready to receive it. Your waiting period was a period of preparation, to get you ready for the harvest. It was just a season of waiting. It is your harvest time. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we can wait upon you with a spirit of expectation for those things in our lives that we are believing you for. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you that you have a harvest that is ready to be reaped. Ah, yes, sir. Ooh, and Father God, we believe that this is our time and the answer is on the way today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for supporting me. And I thank you for praying for me. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Oh, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I will continue to pray for you just as you praying for me. Remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured God is up to something. And if you would like to sow a seed into Patricia J. Williams Ministries, you can write me at P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Thank you, God.